Super. Welcome back to Super Mini BS, the place where you go to talk to the people that you know you love and the people you'd love to know. Anyways, you know me, Brian Brank Broderson Wagner III, PhD candidate. And I'm here to introduce my friend from the state of Oregon next to Texas, Texas, Oregon. Who's there on the other end?
Peta Melita.
I love how people will always be able to recognize us because they know our names very well.
Beat. It's Jake Schaefer tuning in from Oregon. You're welcome.
I heard we got listeners. A friend with you today.
Yeah, got a good buddy of mine. He is as much my protege as I am his master. He is my golem to Frodo. He is Kyle McClandrick.
McClandrick.
It's not my name.
So you just follow him around all day?
Oh.
Wanting that ring off his finger?
he's like my ghost.
Are we talking Padawan, like a Jedi Master guy, or are we talking like the Gandalf guy, you know, with the dwarf?
Is that I'm gonna let Jake define it. I'm not gonna label us. That wouldn't be fair to what
I'm just kidding, listeners. His name's Connor. Connor, a good buddy of mine.
Hello. Connor, reveal yourself. Where are you coming from, my bro?
Glad to have you on the show.
I'm here in Irvine, California.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Give everybody, please, your zip code and your address just in case. everybody would love that.
The fan mail has to go somewhere.
We've dedicated, since we just met you, we'll send all the Super BS and Mini BS fan mail to his address.
Especially the elderly photos.
Yeah, we just need your bank account info, your social security, and a few other things, okay? So just
they're on my Facebook already. Just head to my Facebook. You'll be able to find all that information.
Connor, we need to know how much is in your bank account just right now. Right now, and we just need your bank account, and then we need to know how much is in there.
What are you valued at? I mean, we just need to know these things, Connor.
Just need to let us know that so we can help you.
You said that you want us to help you. Anyways, Connor, great, having you join us.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're about to talk some games, Connor, and we will thank you soon. This other fly on the wall, a person that you've known from the beginning, back from the dead?
This is Josh Jankerson, also from Oregon, but not in Oregon. Actually, I'm not from Oregon. I'm from California.
He's from Oregon, California. It's a city, small city in California.
Is that north of San Fran?
Yeah.
It's next to Texas, though.
It's just north, right beneath Arizona, to the left of Mexico.
And it's off the coast of D.C., so in case you ever need to see the president.
Right.
So it's a pretty good place. Anyways, I want to start with the guest first. What you been playing, my boy? Connor.
I'm going through a transitionary period in my gaming life right now. I know. It's a sensitive topic, so I'm glad I'm kind of getting to vent here with you guys and with all the listeners. I've been on the Destiny 2 train, and I've been riding that caboose like 6 hours a day.
Brian does not look pleased.
He looks mad. So I've been playing it. I don't know your feelings of the franchise, but you asked what I was... Well, anyway, long story short, I hit 305, I've beaten the raid, and now I feel like I don't have anything to do. Iron Banner was a huge letdown, power level didn't matter, a bunch of stuff, so now I'm playing The Witcher 3, which everybody said I should have been playing about a year ago, and I'm finally getting around to it, and I gotta say, I'm just loving every sweet second of being a bounty hunter hunting monsters in a beautiful world on my brand new TV.
That's what I love to hear is Witcher 3. What I don't love to hear, and this is, as everybody knows, a stance that Super BS has taken, is pro Destiny 2 speech. So we at Super BS have a severe hatred towards Bungie after they separated from Microsoft. No, I'm just messing with you, man. I am not a huge fan of Destiny. I am not a big fan of loot grindy games, but I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I have heard that if you played a lot of
Destiny, I don't like it anymore.
Bounce off. You said that you loved
Brian,
it, and
you got to listen to everything.
You said that you loved it, and you said you bought a $1,000 statue you got in your house. I'm looking at it right now. Listeners, don't listen to him. He loves it. He's wearing Destiny 2 armor right now while he's on. He's got Destiny 2, you know, armor.
Yeah,
on.
I got the Saladin headset. It's great. One horn. It's awesome.
I never played Destiny 1 or 2, but it seems like a common thing I hear is everyone likes it in the beginning and then just gets burned out on it.
It's great. Handles great. It's like a really well-made first-person shooter.
It looks good.
Connor, what do you? We will talk about what you guys have been playing too. But Connor, what do you think about Witcher 3, and where are you? Because I love that game.
You love you some Witcher 3. Okay, I've been loving it. Everything I've been really enjoying. I thought the tutorial mode that it kind of incorporates a piece at a time for you to kind of understand the user interface was really, really friendly to get into such a big game, a game of its size. Yeah. And I'm currently on a sub quest, hunting down a werewolf that has. Am I allowed to say ass on the show?
Whoa!
Come on, please don't get yes. angry when I say this. Yes, you may say okay. ass.
That has been beating my cheeks for like 45 minutes. I had to set it down because I was just – so I think I have to come back once I'm a higher level, to be honest with you. But I'm
what difficulty are you playing it at?
I am playing the one where it's not just for a story, but you like some challenge too.
Okay. Yeah, but okay, it's not that's a good
like,
one.
It's not like crying blood difficulty level.
Okay.
Oh, we're talking about hard modes because we all know where Jake stands.
He hates
normal.
He
plays normal mode.
Yeah, which is the right way. And that's
he would
what
almost
saying.
Play. I would play easy mode if I wouldn't get made fun of from everyone.
I would. Hey, nobody I don't knows. Know. Easy mode's just not fun, man. And everybody knows Josh. Don't listen to Josh. Yeah, that werewolf quest is amazing. Actually, I'll get to you soon, Veet. But Josh, what have you been playing, my boy?
Dude, I haven't been playing anything since last we talked. I finished Maze, and that was fun.
Okay, so we're going to move on. Okay, so continue about your stupid corn maze game.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is. It's a puzzle game. The corn stalks are trying to kill you, and that's pretty much the game. It's just over and over and over and over and over.
Ooh. Sounds thrilling.
Okay. Sounds like you love it, and sounds very dynamic and engaging.
Super excited about it.
It's not repetitive.
It's not.
Because I listen to what you say. Now,
no, I don't think you do, Veet, Brian.
I listen to every word you said. Now, Veet, we've talked about some Switch rumors that you may have a Switch, rumors that you may need to wait to play.
Hey,
the
speaking
Switch,
of Switch, where are we they're on the shelves down here now, so we don't are need they? To move to Oregon anymore.
I have a Switch. I am. Connor has a Switch.
Oh, see? That's what I like to hear, Connor.
Connor, yeah. you beat Breath of the Wild, right?
I beat Breath of the Wild. I loved it.
Yeah.
Great game.
What else you got on Switch?
I have some Japanese RPG that I thoroughly enjoyed.
I'm Setsuna?
I am Setsuna. I'm about three quarters of the way through that, just to prove that I have some video game depth to my catalog other than just Bungie titles, which was received so well. And
Connor, you are nailing this right now. You are nailing this. I've got the paper right here. You're checking off all the boxes, man.
Oh, baby. You're going to run out of ink with so many boxes. But, yeah, I've been loving the Switch. The versatility of the system is absolutely fantastic. I took it. My wife and I went to Cancun, and I took it with me, and I didn't have to enjoy the vacation at all because I was able to play video games wherever I went.
That's what I'm talking about. My wife and I go somewhere. We watch TV together. I turn on the Switch. You know, it's like I'm by myself.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good stuff.
So what's up with this Switch news, my beau? And my beau is what I called you.
Which one are we talking? Oh, me. My Switch news. My personal Switch news is no, I can't open it till my birthday. So
tomorrow.
in about a month. A little less.
So your birthday is like a chastity device for video games.
he's wearing one too. We've all seen
boy,
the key.
I got nothing.
Shake it off.
We reamed you, man. Josh, you got it, man.
Yes,
I got real this, good. Dude.
I just gave Josh 2 points, man. Jake, you're trying
it's
to
like two back. To a thousand right now.
Yeah.
It's good. I'll get away till my birthday, which is good because I'm finishing up the second draft of my book. So if I didn't have my second draft of my book, I would.
And I have read the first two chapters, and they are fantastic.
Oh, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks for sharing it with some people, not with others, you jerk.
Video game lovers will love the subtle nods to Dark Souls. They'll love the Wheel of Time references, but mainly the Dark Souls references because it's almost just a blank ripoff of that story's plot. So
is that
it's
ready?
Good to see
Ready Player 2? Is that what we're talking about?
And Super BS lovers will love the whole part where he just took the episode of Super BS and then transcribed it word for word, and it flowed. It was beautiful. Chapter yep. 4.
Do we have swords episode. Is the important question.
We do. I just changed his book right there, and yeah, we just were given swords. I'm allowed. Yes. I'm in the Google Drive, so sorry, Jake. I made that as your publisher and
just made a quick macro.
What are any of you talking about?
Your book. How we changed it. We did it, Jake. You just got published, man.
Oh.
We did it.
Like awesome.
Well, all right,
we're talking about.
I know.
What
I feel
playing.
Like we're
what
rambling.
Playing?
What have you been playing? Oh, yeah, like, there we go.
No, I'm just on the last boss of Undertale because it's taking me forever to beat what is
Asgore.
A 6-hour game.
Yeah.
My goodness, yeah. Just that and that. And then really all I've been doing besides that is kind of looking into news for some Switch games because I'm
been,
in anticipation.
What are you looking
picking
forward
up your
to?
Switch box and just smelling it.
I legit
He's shaking it because he wants to know what's inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've
he's got
it
an,
up and looked on it.
He's got it's a New York Times, and he's trying to scroll through it, trying to find all the info about the Switch games in there.
Oh, my gosh. I hate all of you tonight.
You love us. You
no,
know
but
you love
for real,
us.
What games are you looking forward to? Tell us about it.
Well, dude, when Breath of the Wild came out, and then, like, that looked amazing. I mean, a lot of people say it's going to get Game of the Year. A lot of people.
Me too.
Me.
Yeah. game you haven't played. It's gonna get game of the year. I'll tell you guys.
When I saw Mario Odyssey,
yeah,
I've talked about this, and then Skyrim. I was like, that's just enough games. But now I'm starting to look at other games that are gonna be coming out, and just getting pretty excited about it. But I'm just getting super excited about Mario Odyssey too, which is don't you love getting all your news, listeners, from a guy that hasn't even opened his Switch yet?
That's what everybody was begging for. They were saying, these people play too many games. Can we get a...
Let's talk about what they haven't played.
Yeah. Let's get somebody on here who doesn't play games that often to talk about games.
Yes. That's me, guys. I can be that guy.
No, the Switch is amazing. We've said that. That's a stance that we take and we love.
Fun fact. I just found out there's a... an emulator for a golf game on every system. Did you guys know that?
I didn't know it was on every. Oh, you mean the
Flog emulator?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hidden cool. emulator.
For golf backwards? Oh, well,
yeah,
I guess everyone did know about it.
Yeah, well.
So,
it was announced a while ago.
Pass.
Sataru Iwata.
Let's go to Josh. I'm done.
Josh already talked. I want to talk a little bit.
Brian, what have you been playing?
Wait, Brian. Hey, what are you playing? We can't
do this anymore.
Brian.
Sounds
like a lot of fun. What's
I
the next
beat
subject?
Golf Story on Switch. That was pretty cool.
Did you enjoy it?
What's the game text?
Yeah, it was really good. The only thing that I didn't enjoy was there is a lot of text in that game, and I feel like someone who hates reading or whatever. But that's not true. I actually enjoy reading.
Oh, that's why you want to read my book, huh? Oh,
but
I'll stick with Connor, Brian.
But it's
number
it's just,
one.
So
although,
much.
Forget you, Connor. You don't help very much when you just tell everyone I'm ripping off.
Well, Connor just spoke the truth, and we just changed and we got you a publisher. So he affected
you
like possible.
Now it's original.
Golf Story has like way too much text, and it's trying to be funny. None of it really landed with me. So it was just like a lot of text that I had to like keep pressing A to get through. To get to playing the golf game. And I'm okay with games that are very story heavy, but like if the game is really gameplay focused, then let me play the game. Don't make me like be able to play for like 10 minutes for every 10 minutes of text I have to go through.
It's called Golf
of, like,
Story, correct? Not PGA Tour 2018.
I asked them to put PGA Tour starring Tiger Woods 2017, the most famous PGA golfer of lore and yore. But anyways, I've been playing that. I've also been playing South Park Fractured Butthole. It is amazing. It is, if you like Stick of Truth, it is pretty much that again, and that's all I want to do, and that's why once we're done with this, I'm going to go back and play that. I'm going to love it, and I'm going to beat it. It's amazing. If you didn't like Stick of Truth, you're going to hate it. That's the truth. Did you guys play it?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom
Donna!
Would have
let
me.
Donna! We need Donna right now. I'm sending the Donna signal out so we can talk about it. But yeah, has there been any cool news that caught your guys' eyes recently?
What's been happening in the – we need – without Davey Poo for the Stock Corner, luckily I heard Connor follows it a little bit too. So
I have been following it a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe for the time being, you can give us the results from our
Which of us was right?
All of us.
So
and if you
were
could
all right.
Remind the listeners
hooray! We
about.
All win!
You're all right. You all get one gold coin to be redeemed by me. I know. Lucky you. Or if
but
you're
you said one of us.
Ooh, go ahead,
one
Jake.
Of us was more right. One of us was more right, I thought.
I do not know which of you specifically. Yeah, someone.
Me.
I think it might have been Donna. Was within about 25 cents of the Activision Blizzard stock price. And they quoted this
sounds
about a month
right.
ago. And I think it's trading at like 61.11 today or something.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I bought in at 48 and change. So I'm doing fairly well. Hence me having my Switch already. But
rubbing it in our face, Connor. Getting your Switch. Getting your stocks at 46 that go up to 66.11.
We need to get Davey Poo back on. You
but
guys
has,
would have
it
a
has
party.
A great, they have a pretty good earnings per share. They're still not paying dividends, which is kind of a bummer. So it's not really a long-term stay, but it's great. And I also have some experience in NTDOY, which for everybody who doesn't know listening is the stock ticker for Nintendo that is traded as an over-the-counter stock. In America, because I heard you guys talking about it. I believe in episode.
No, you heard
20?
Dave talking about it, and
I heard him talking
anything.
About it, and
me,
I immediately looked it up, and then I saw it was trading in yen, and I was like, "What? What is happening?" So I checked back, and it's a separate stock to buy in America. But I got into that around Pokemon Go when that was
nice.
A thing. So
that was a good
I've seen good returns
in, right?
on that one as well. I got in right at the end, but it was just enough where I didn't feel like a total. You know, super noob when
Adingus.
It came to the trade. Adanicus.
Adanicus, Adonicus, Adingus. Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. I do miss those moments of stocks in our corner. But
Stock Corner!
I remember
we will,
that.
we will have him back. Jake.
I talked to Davey Poo. He's gonna try and work it out. So
he's
hopefully...
And he's working it in, too.
And he's working out, too.
He's
got
just,
it all.
Yeah, he's just working out a lot. So that's all he wanted to tell me once.
One-hand curls.
No. Nonstop. One-hand curl, one-hand gamepad, man. That's what it's all about. Jake, you mentioned that you were looking up games for Switch, though. I read something today about how they have a week. I want to say it's November 10th through November 17th, where Doom comes out on Switch on November 10th. L.A. Noire comes out on Switch on November 14th, and Whistle. Skyrim comes out on Switch on November 17th, and it's just like, it's kind of crazy. It's a really big week for Switch.
Yeah,
so,
I'm super excited for Skyrim again.
Yeah,
so
I'm kind of getting excited too, which is dumb, because I've bought that game
no,
too many times.
Dumb. I've said it,
it is,
before, I'll
it
say it again,
dumb.
I'll say it 1,000 times. I've been waiting for like a Skyrim-quality game to play portable for like since college.
But instead, they just gave you Skyrim. Do you want, gentlemen? I have 35 to 50 seconds to rant on something, just briefly.
Yeah,
I promise it's on
starting
topic.
Starting now.
So, I want everything that developer is doing to pump out remakes of their original game, and I want them to put it into a non-online form of the next game and release that instead of re-releasing the same game four different times now. Four? Three times.
Yeah.
And now for another console,
this year,
it's like
probably.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a capitalist. I get it. You know, make your money. Yeah. But can't you just put like Five Guys on some new content that isn't like an online-based grab at a different market? I don't know.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm done. How'd I come in on time?
I'm still waiting
for
Skyrim
I agree with
on
you.
Sega. When's that coming?
Skyrim on Dreamcast and Sega Genesis.
Exactly.
Those are the two I'm waiting for.
We're gonna re-release onto Dreamcast.
I couldn't agree with you more. I wish there was some more new content coming out. But
I feel like it's a trend in the industry now. I mean, so many games are banking off that nostalgia instead of re-releasing new content. Releasing new content. Yeah, so many remasters. And believe me, I love my nostalgia bone tickled as much as the next guy. But as a person who recently got, not to toot my own horn again, a 4K television, I'm excited for what the future of gaming is going to bring. And I feel like if we're looking back too much, we're never going to get into that new area.
No, first off, I totally agree. We all have 4K televisions, yeah. Connor. I have three.
I got one right here, okay?
You don't need a 2K.
It's called an iPhone 6. It's got 4K technology.
You don't need a 2K. If anything, you're tooting a kazoo right now. So we got you beat. But
no, I totally agree with you. The problem is, like, these small, like, remasters are so cheap and people are still buying them. Like, reminds me of, there was a PS3 game called Dragon's Crown that came out. It's like a 2D side-scroller kind of RPG beat-em-up
game. Yeah, we all know Dragon's Crown.
Okay. Anyways, they're re-releasing on PS4 for, like, no apparent reason at all. Just next February, it's going to come out. And it's one of the things that kind of keeps me in the Microsoft camp is that they have a lot of backwards compatibility, so there's a lot less money in the remastered market. So, like, I feel like I see less Xbox remasters than I do. They still exist, but it's just, it's a bummer for me because, like, I don't want to rebuy all these games. If they're on Switch, I'd probably think about it again because, you know,
yeah,
because
then
you're
paying for the mobility, not for the game itself.
Also, Brian, I don't know if I know anybody who rebuys games more than you. So,
Well, you probably don't know anybody who buys more games than me.
Only
period.
If they have Steelbook edition.
That is, why? Because I got 12? Because you convinced me to get it, Josh?
You asked me. I didn't say, hey, Brian should buy this. You asked me where I bought
it. He said, Brian, I'd really like your opinion. I would be honored if you have this. I'll actually pay for your copy. And then you went back on it. Last minute, man. You said, I'll pay for your copy. And I was like, okay, where's my money? And then you said, I'm not going to do it. That's a true statement. Everybody knows
then
this.
Then I laughed diabolically.
It's true. I was there.
You heard it here,
everybody,
folks.
Everybody just went. But real quick, we always like keeping these maybes as short and fun. I do want to ask you guys, what are games that you're looking forward to for the NCR? I know we've mentioned Mario Odyssey. You can say that because that is the game I'm looking forward to. But if there's any other games.
Can we talk about the loot box thing real quick?
Again?
No, thanks.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that enough this week.
I didn't finish the episode yet.
No, the article I sent you. Did you read it?
Oh, what is it? Yeah, sure, I read it. What did it say?
It said that in the publishers needed gambling license to put loot boxes in their games and if they're selling them in Britain.
Oh, really? Yeah, so is that something they're working out?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy because they're saying that kids are spending... They're coaxing kids into spending money on these video games. So now the Gambling Commission got involved. And in order to have loot boxes, you have to have a gambling license. So companies now have to get those to sell those games in Britain, or they have to take out the loot boxes.
Oh, weird. That'll be cool. I'll just come up with a new game called Loot Box the Game. There's no game, but you can buy loot boxes.
It's just money.
Any ones you want.
It's just a credit card menu.
And then they normally, the inside each box is just less money than you spent. So it's almost as much money as one loot box. And then you can just keep buying them with that money.
It's just a coagulation of microtransactions. Not even one large microtransaction.
Will it
many,
be remastered?
Many small ones. And it will be re-released on the Switch.
Really, I'll buy it, man. I'll buy 10 copies. No, let's go in order though. Let's talk about a game, if not more, that you're interested in for this holiday season. So Connor, you go. What's something that you're stoked on? I know
one that I'm kind of excited for, and I'm hesitant to talk about it, is excited for what's coming in December for Destiny 2 fans. We'll just kind of fly over that city. We won't land there. Okay, we'll fly over to avoid any type of chupla.
And drop bombs on Destiny
exactly.
2 while we're flying over.
Yeah, I mean, bombs is such a word right now. So, but one game I am definitely excited for, and I'm scared to say this one too, is the new Assassin's Creed that's going to be in Egypt. Now, I'm hopeful.
Origins.
Goodness. I'm hopeful that it's going to be fantastic, but I've just been hurt by Assassin's Creed titles so many times because they just pump them out like they're cheeseburgers at McDonald's.
Why are you still loyal to them?
Because Black Flag happened.
Black Flag was good. Well, because Origins
Black
is
Flag
actually
was amazing.
Scoring well with reviewers right now, so I'm
fantastic.
Hoping that it's good. Yeah, I want it to be good,
too.
What do
you mean? There's no reviews yet?
No, I mean the people who have played it have... previewed have said good things about it, so I'm hoping that's
I've played it. It's looking really good.
I echo those sentiments. I've also been hurt by Assassin's Creed. I bought Unity as well. So yeah, I don't know, man. I'm hoping Origins is good. It is releasing on the busiest game day of this year. So it's Mother's Day, yes. It's Mother's Day. No, it's October 27th, same day as Stranger Things Season 2, Wolfenstein 2, Assassin's Creed Origin, and Super Mario Odyssey.
Big
day. Yeah. So I am, you know, I'm like a one game at a time type guy. I used to be able to juggle them, but you know, I try to keep it keep that ring on that finger. Jake, what are you excited for at the end of this year?
Oh boy. You know, Odyssey, Mario Odyssey. I saw it's not coming out this year, but I just saw a trailer for a game called The Last Night. I don't know if you guys saw a trailer
Last
for that.
Night?
Jake, you shared that with me, and I did see the trailer. Oh. We were speaking off cast earlier, and we said we would hold our conversation for when we were live.
Because I was super excited about it. And you did not seem to match my enthusiasm.
I definitely had different thoughts, but I want to make sure we get to everybody on what they're excited for, and then let's come back to me being right about
Transformers
the
Last Night, right? It's Transformers the Last Night. Came out earlier this summer.
Is that Liam Neeson movie from 1983?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's that Last Night, right?
Yeah, when I was Googling information about the Last Night, freaking Transformers was coming up.
Yeah, it's the only thing that came up. Josh, what game? Choose a game. If you're excited for one thing, if not, tell me two. Josh?
Yeah, sorry. I I don't know. I mean, I'm excited for Odyssey, and has Dragon Ball FighterZ come out yet?
No, that comes out. I really want to play that,
and Assassin's Creed for sure.
Okay. Are you day one-ing any of these? Or
I'll get Assassin's Creed Mario on day one because I already have them pre-ordered.
Okay. Yeah, Dragon Ball Z's next year.
Oh. All right, never mind.
Yeah, and then I'm kind of echoing that. I will get Mario day one. I will probably wait on Assassin's Creed. I'll probably get Xenoblade. And, you know, honestly, South Park was one of the bigger games I was waiting for. Came out yesterday. Or, no, today. I played it last night. Unlocked
it. And you're loving it.
Love it. I'm loving it, man. McDonald's. Not taken from McDonald's. So did we do we want to talk about Last Night in closing? Is this that great of a game that you want everybody on Super and Mini BS to know about it?
That's on Jake, man.
Listeners should just at least YouTube the Last Night NIGHT, which is why you might have not found it.
We're talking about Last Night starring Morgan Freeman and Clive Owen, right? 15% Rotten Tomato, right?
It's cool. It's like an upcoming cinematic platform game, and it mixes it's like a 2.5D cinematic platform, so it mixes like 3D with 2D pixel art. And when I watched the trailer, when I first watched it, the soundtrack's awesome, which has become a real thing for me. Just if a game soundtrack is just adding more and more.
We're going to have to do like a soundtrack episode this year because there's just been a ton of great ones.
But you guys should just go to YouTube, watch it real quick. But my very first thought when I first watched the trailer was it looked like the Shadowrun sequel that I wanted but never got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is being a little harsh on Shadowrun, but... And I'm glad that they did that Kickstarter, but it didn't do it for me in the end. And we'll talk about that another time.
Well, those PC games are awesome, so don't listen to them. But continue with what you're saying.
But it does. It looks like this super cool cyberpunk Blade Runner.
Yeah, I got that same vibe from it. About, I got the Blade Runner influence.
And they talk about how that's an influence. And don't get me wrong, because the trailer is definitely
short.
It's like a minute 40 seconds.
It was in the Microsoft E3 presser. It was like like part of their indie show, so it wasn't like a huge.
So a little early to get excited, but I thought I was stoked. It looked really cool to me. So
yeah, I think it'll be great.
We can talk. It's being developed by Odd Tales to be published by Raw Fury, which is a crazy cool publisher name.
And I just stole it. I'm actually calling every game I make from now Raw Fury.
Raw Fury.
And Raw Furries. And just for those furry lovers out there.
For those aggressive animal pets.
That sounds not good. Raw Furries.
Okay, don't Google that.
All right, so I'm gonna briefly change the subject, but stay somewhat on topic and say, hey, a game I'm interested in, just in general, looking forward to in general, is Anthem. I saw the gameplay trailer.
Anthem looks amazing.
It looked beautiful. It's gonna be in 4K. It's gonna have loot. Yep. It's gonna have multiplayer interface. The in-game cutscenes look fantastic. I'm a little scared because it's EA. I'm scared that they're going to microtransaction out the game and they're going to break it up into DLC. And then I'm going to have to stab my eyes out with golf pencils. But presuming that doesn't happen, it looks like an incredible piece of software that I plan on purchasing the PS4 Pro specifically to play that game with friends who don't have an Xbox One.
You're not going to get the Xbox One X, man? I just feel like with the TV setup you talked about, like, the Xbox One X is so designed for 4K. You know, like, it's because it's a good jump above the PS4 Pro.
I'm gonna get both. So,
okay, good. That's what I like to hear. That's the type of dedication I like to hear, Jake. You loser.
That is not what
Josh,
I thought you were
gonna
loser.
say. I liked hearing this, and I'm sorry about picking on my compatriots. But
I know this is gonna sound a little curveball-y, but hey, I've been known to throw the curve. Hot Topic is coming out with a Justice League clothing collection, and as silly as that sounds, guys, I'm a Hot Topic fan.
And with that, we need to wrap up.
I love some of the stuff they do. I'm down.
Isn't GameStop kind of like Hot Topic now?
I don't know. I'm a fan.
I'm worried
fan of Hot
where
Topic.
This is going.
I'm a fan of Ben Affleck and Daredevil.
All right, we should wrap this up now.
I think he could.
That's
played,
a whole other bag of cats.
No, he's good. He could play Jaws in Jaws if he wanted to.
Connor, I am hoping you will join us the next time we do another mini BS and hopefully on a super BS. It's great talking to you guys again. We are out. Peace.
That to us people that can feel things, it hurts.